So go tell her to take a pillow.
Oh, back sure. Here.
I'm kind of needing you back. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso, first of all.
Well, my father and mother came here in 1908 as bride and groom. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And my father was a physician, and they both were born in Tennessee and grew up in Washington. Well, my father didn't grow up in Washington, my mother did. And then he was a struggling physician without his shingle, and then we came along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when were you born?
In 1916.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Oh, just went through the kindergarten on through the UTEP. Finished with a bachelor's at UTEP.
Mm-hmm.
I did attend Radford School for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
My senior year and a postgraduate year.
Mm-hmm. And your elementary school was?
Oh, Lamar.
Okay.
And Dudley,
uh-huh.
Which is gone. And El Paso High and Radford.
Mm-hmm.
And UTEP, the Long College of Mines.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the education of your parents?
They were educated in, well, my father grew up in Jackson, Tennessee. And he got his doctorate at a medical education at George Washington University in Washington. And my mother went through high school there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Had a marvelous education because the schools then were, the public schools were geared to diplomats
mm-hmm.
at that time. And had a marvelous education.
That's great. What kinds of jobs have you had?
Mostly secretarial work and with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Living with the government. Federal Housing in Washington. Oh, I went to George Washington University, I'm sorry, as a postgraduate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go for any degree, but just did some extra work there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked there in Washington with Federal Housing Administration. And from there I went to the Boundary Commission, International Boundary Water Commission, here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in Washington for a while? And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long were you there?
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great life.
Have you lived anywhere else?
Come join us. Well, I've lived, yes, I lived in Washington. I lived in Dallas for a year. And actually, my residences have only been in those three places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What organizations do you belong to?
The PEO and the DAO.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what your ultimate ancestry is, European-wise?
Oh, Scottish.
Oh,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. McNeil is my name.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my husband's Ferguson.
All right.
Was Scottish. Huh. My mother was partly Scottish and Irish.
Uh-huh. What familiar name did you have for your mother? What did you call her?
Oh, that was unusual. And we called her Girl because she was such a sweet girl.
Huh. Wow.
But my father was speaking of her in that way, and we took it up.
Uh-huh. And what about your father? Did you have a
Papa.
Mm-hmm.
The old Southern way.
Mm-hmm. And your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Only one. She was